This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. EPA recertification public meetings, June 16th in Carlsbad and June 17th in Albuquerque. The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, is holding public meetings in Carlsbad and Albuquerque regarding the Department of Energy, DOE, recertification application to demonstrate that the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, will not leak radiation for 10,000 years. That application was submitted 6 weeks after the February 14, 2014 radiation leak that was never supposed to happen, but does not mention that event. However, EPA has stated that the radiation release is an important consideration in its review. The meetings will include EPA and WIP officials and allow for questions, answers, and discussion as part of the information exchange among the government officials and the public. The Tuesday, June 16th meeting is at the Carlsbad Field Office from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. On Wednesday, June 17th, the two Albuquerque sessions are at the Embassy Suites Hotel at 1000 Woodward Place Northeast. From 2:30 to 6 p.m., the roundtable dialogue will allow detailed technical discussion. The evening session from 7 to 9 p.m. will include time for public statements. The public can provide comments during each session. As a result of the radiation leak, many changes will have to be made for WIP to reopen. Among the changes are a new exhaust shaft and new underground waste disposal rooms. Neither of those major changes is mentioned in the DOE application. Further, ignitable waste in hundreds of drums shipped to WIP from Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, have been identified by DOE as the source of the radiation leak, even though such waste is not allowed at WIP. Such waste is omitted from the analysis in the DOE application. Also not discussed in the application is how the LANL waste characterization information could have been so inadequate as to allow prohibited waste at WIP and what changes are required. Other issues include whether EPA has to approve WIP's reopening, which, given the lack of complete and accurate information in the DOE application, is unlikely to occur, so that WIP could reopen in March 2016, as is the DOE's current schedule. Federal law and EPA's regulations prohibit commercial and high-level waste at WIP. DOE and EPA are being asked to explain why small quantities of commercial spent nuclear fuel have been allowed at WIP. According to Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center, quote, "The meetings are an important opportunity for people to tell EPA to do its job of protecting New Mexicans now and for generations into the future," close quote. EPA can take the information and public comments to raise additional questions about the DOE application. DOE must provide information at the meetings and submit much more information to EPA to address the inadequacies in their application. This has been the CCNS News Update. To learn more, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.